Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement.
That's the
hall.
Who bringing us back.
Sure plays a mean
Pinball Wizard. That's one of the great songs from the rock opera Tommy, from the album Tommy. So check that out. It's a great album. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about about some of the things that are on the minds of small business owners these days. We, as you know, we poll our audience. We poll you guys on the website every week. We put it out in the newsletter, and it's up there on the website for folks who visit the website to check out. And so we poll you folks to ask you questions about usually matters of contemporary interest, of current interest. And so this week we ask a question about the Middle East. As you know, there's been some really ugly stuff going on in the Middle East, in the Muslim world, maybe I should say, because it's not just in the Middle East. There's been hot spots all over the world where folks have just gotten worked up over something. I don't know exactly what, but there's a video out there. But there are other things that's people in, I guess, disenfranchised folks in some of these third worlds have decided that America is, you know, is somebody to hate. That we're somebody whom they should hate. Now, I don't think it's the majority of the folks, because I've been to the Middle East. I've traveled over there. I've got friends. I still have friends over there, and so I don't think it's everybody. I think it's a smaller group. But still, when they light fires, when they attack, when they kill Americans, that's pretty serious. And there seems to be not much response to that, and I think that troubles folks. And so we ask you this question last week. How concerned are you that instability in the Middle East could hurt the economy and compromise security? So the first option was you were concerned about the economy, and only 2% said that they were just concerned about the economy. And what would the economy be? For example, if this thing got out of hand, and you know, there could be a some kind of the oil industry could be put in jeopardy. You know, you got, 40% of all the oil we use goes through the Strait of Hormuz over there between United Arab Emirates and Iran over there, that little isthmus over there. And you get some kind of blockage over there, you got a problem. The oil prices go up, the economy's in trouble, right? So that's a concern. Only 2% were concerned about that. Only 4% said they were just concerned about security. Now, what would security mean? Security, I would think that would mean that not only are Americans traveling abroad are in danger, and they are, I think, to some degree. They've got some reason to be concerned. But also that some of that could come here, that some of that could migrate over here. Many people believe that there are sleeper cells of these radical Islamists here in America that could just rise up and cause problems. And so that's 4% said they were concerned about security. Only 5% said that they were not concerned about either. They didn't have a problem with anything going on. But 89% said that they were concerned about both the economy and security. Well, as you can see, that's almost 90% of folks who are, and I consider our audience to be small business owners, just like me, just like you. And so I think based on these surveys, the polling we've done in the past, you know, people who take our poll are pretty closely connected to small business ownership. And so 90% say that the issues that have been happening over the last, say, 3 weeks or so are cause for concern. Like we needed another thing to be concerned about, right? Like we weren't already facing slow sales. We weren't already facing concerns about the budget and about the tax-mageddon that could be coming up, this fiscal cliff that we could be walking off of January 1 because our government isn't doing this job. The deficit spending, the $16 trillion in debt, the slow economy, a high unemployment, like we needed another thing to be concerned about, right? We didn't need another thing, but there we have it. So, folks, here's the thing I want to ask you to do. We got a big election coming up November 6th, and I really would like to encourage you to do something that will defy all of the spin for both parties and all of the news media's coverage. Listen to these men, these four men in the four debates, debate each other, discuss each other. Listen to what they say. Drop what they say through the filter of your small business, and then vote. Be a single issue voter this year for your small business. I'm asking you to do that because I believe if we elect the right people, and I'm talking about across the board, not just for president, if we elect people who drop successfully through the productive filter of small business, I believe we'll choose the right candidates and we'll have the best leadership in Washington, because I believe what's good for small business is good for America. 29 after, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.